Welcome to the Unraveled podcast. My name's Alina.
And my name is Nina. And first of all, what are we drinking today?
Back to that. I forgot. I made us a sugar-free gin and tonic.
Okay. And where did the gin come from?
It came from you. Well, Nina got me a huge gift for Christmas, and it had a couple bottles of liquor in it. And one of them was from our favorite place, Oak House, which is here in Athens, off of Macon Highway, and they distill their own. They have gin, rum, and one other thing, right?
And actually, I think people sleep on it. Like, it's the best kept secret because they have some amazing cocktails there. Changes seasonally. Not only that, but you can rent out the space. We just did that
for your birthday.
Also, if you've not been there, you definitely should because you're missing out.
Agreed.
And the flavor of the gin is just so good.
And it's crazy because I would never consider myself a gin drinker, but like their gin is literally to die for. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Honestly, all of their liquor is really good. But their cocktails are very, very good. There has not been a cocktail I have tried on their menu that I have not liked. Mm-hmm. So,
and like they have a patio with twinkle lights and a fireplace, and
it's a very luxurious and classic feel compared to like a lot of the bars scenes in Athens for sure.
Yeah, because I mean, you will not catch me downtown fighting with students for parking. No, absolutely not.
But that is fair.
They've won a bunch of awards too. So,
definitely good.
For this episode, I kind of thought that, you know, we've been doing the podcast for a while now, and we should do like a life update on different things. You started a business.
Right. But first, I'm going to disclose, if you look at my hands and you think they're really crusty, I was just baking dough. So my hands it's flour. My hands are not crusty and dry. I feel like I had to disclose that. I don't want people to be like, damn, her hands are like crusty and white and dry. No, I literally just got done making some dough for some bread.
And unless you make your own bread, don't be a hater.
Correct. True.
Go ahead. So tell me what's going on with your business. Any business updates or things? How's the year going for you so far?
The year, honestly, like this year has been amazing. And it's weird to say that because we're not even in first quarter. And it's been quite honestly a blessing. Like it's been amazing. The Lord is good. I will just say that. We did start a new business. I say we, because I'm in it with my siblings. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to start a business with anyone, it's going to be my siblings.
Yeah.
Because they are like, they're out there slaving today, putting houses together. Mm-hmm. And I'm in here filming the podcast. So, I have a really good relationship with my siblings. So they are the only people that I will easily do business with. No problem. I wanted to start a staging and design business. And it's funny, it's something I've always kind of wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And it pairs very well being already in real estate and the connections that we already have, and also owning a short-term rental management company because people need their homes furnished for Airbnbs. Mm-hmm. So that's what they're doing right now today is they're furnishing a home for staging and they're furnishing another home for an Airbnb. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the businesses I just opened up this year, and we have been like going like crazy. And mm-hmm. it's crazy because I haven't even done any marketing for it. Like it's literally just been word of mouth.
Yeah.
We've done three houses by the end of this week. Mm-hmm. And then we did two last week. So it's mm-hmm. been crazy, but it's been great. Mm-hmm. So I'm very blessed. I'm very thankful for my siblings, and I'm very thankful for how the year's already looking so far.
Yeah. So if another realtor or if somebody's, you know, selling their house and, what's the best way for them to reach out to you for these services?
Sure, really just myself. But okay. At some point we'll do the website and we'll do the Facebook page, but we haven't gotten there yet because we've just been so busy. Mm-hmm. But at some point we'll have that. But honestly, just contacting me on the pages that you, or however you already know to reach me, just contact me that way. That's fine. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. And most of the time, the plan is to work with agents. Most of the time, the agents are the ones that are paying for the staging as mm-hmm. part of their marketing. So it's very rare that the seller would contact us directly. It'd usually be the agent. So agents know how mm-hmm. to find me.
Yes. Yeah. And if your agent is not using staging, just send them to this episode.
Yeah. There we go.
So what else is going on? I know in a previous episode, we had talked about your love life a little bit.
Yes.
Business. Anything else that's going on that you're excited for in this year? Goals or things you're shooting for?
Excited to make some money. Mm-hmm. I will always be excited about that. So, yes. Honestly, like, I just love to live a certain, I like to have a certain lifestyle. I like to, for it to be endless mm-hmm. and, limitless. And I look forward to seeing that this year. Last year was a more of a rougher one for me. I was just so focused on my mental health, my health in general. Yes. I had some issues with one of the businesses I had. So just trying to get that back in a stable place. And now that it is, I feel more inclined to be like, okay, I can get back into real estate and really go hard at it while I'm still, you know, doing the other business and having my other staging and design business with partners who are going to contribute to allow me to do other things that I enjoy and love to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
What about yourself?
So.
And you just had a birthday. How old did you turn? If you want to disclose it.
A very old 32 years old.
Girl, you are doing amazing for 32. Amazing. Well,
put it this way. If you're younger than me, wear sunscreen every day and just enjoy the moments more. Don't be rushed to do anything. Don't rush into relationships or feel like, you know, the world's going to end if you don't achieve something mm-hmm. at a super young age, because you do have time. It's better to prioritize your physical and mental health and Agreed. Your career, to be honest with you, because in this day and age, if you don't have your back, who knows if anyone else will. So just kind of, I don't know, enjoying each moment. Maybe I'm being sentimental, but.
No, you're 100% right. You're 100% right.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited. A lot of conferences planned out for this year. I think it's going to be, we're already getting pretty busy on the real estate side. I'm working on a couple things that I can't actually talk about yet, but a couple businesses that will hopefully...
outside of real estate?
To do with, related to, but okay. a little bit separate. About to go to a couple conferences in Vegas, the International Builders Show, which I'm excited for, and another conference for Keller Williams. And honestly, just excited to really get into... Last year, I had some health things that...
I remember.
We're unfortunate, but this year I'm just excited to get back into the swing of things. Side note, though, if you have a serious health problem or you need to get a surgery and your insurance doesn't cover it, or maybe you don't have insurance, there's other places beyond the U.S.
Correct.
What was going to cost me $78,000? This was a surgery that I could not avoid. It wasn't a, mm-hmm. you know, a cosmetic procedure necessarily. The cheapest option here, and I got quotes from St. Mary's, Emory and Piedmont, $78,000 was the cheapest. I went to Thailand to have it done, and it was $2,600.
Crazy.
So crazy. I learned a lot about the medical system, which could be a whole nother episode.
But it's crazy. It's only crazy in the U.S. Like, I mm-hmm. was dating this guy that lives in London, and he was telling me that all of their healthcare, everything there is free. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't live there, you're not from there. If you have mm-hmm. a medical issue, they will treat you there for free. Mm-hmm. So much that they've even had to ban certain people from certain countries from being able to come there to get healthcare because they were doing it too much. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, obviously it's all about balance. You know, you don't want to take Agreed. Advantage of people, Agreed. But Agreed. I just think the healthcare system in the U.S. is so corrupt because it's all totally. For profit instead of, you know, they feed you things to make you sick and then you can't afford, you know, it's all just
one big nasty circle.
Mm-hmm. And so this year it's focusing on work, focusing on clients, hiring more people.
Mm-hmm. Elaborate on that.
So, I mean, if anyone's listening to this episode, I am currently interviewing for an assistant
okay.
position. So if you have experience in that role, you don't have to have had experience in real estate, but somebody who really is going to be a full-time, who will run a lot of the things to do with my business. So
awesome. Okay. I'll keep that in mind. If I see of anyone or know of anyone mm-hmm. that could be a good fit for that.
And the other position I'm also hiring for right now is a creative. So it could be you have experience with video marketing, editing, social media, or even if you don't have a lot of experience, but if you are creative and interested in that, you can also just send me a text or a DM. But excited to do more of that. I think the other thing that we had talked about, which you guys can get excited for, is we're going to be bringing some guests on to the podcast. I was just
about to mention that.
So what do you think about that? Your thoughts?
I'm very excited. I know we've been doing this podcast for over a year and a half now, actually, mm-hmm. I think we started in September mm-hmm. of last year. Mm-hmm. So I think it's been a year and a half now. And
not last year, the year before. 2023. Because we're in 25
right,
now.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So it's been a year and a half then, at least. And obviously, in all these episodes, it's just us talking. It's us giving our insight, us giving our knowledge. And I think it would be awesome to bring other people in to collaborate and see what their opinions are on certain things. I think the first thing we talked about is bringing on a lender, mm-hmm. someone in the mortgage industry, to say the least, to give their insight on certain things, certain programs, certain opinions, more than what we know.
Mm-hmm. And so if you know of any creators or that there's anyone that you watch or work with that you would love to see on the podcast, feel free to leave a comment and let us know who they are so we can definitely... you know, put them on the list and reach
absolutely.
Out, and, you know,
absolutely.
See if that would be a good fit. But I think I'm just excited, honestly, to focus more on the business side of things, mm-hmm. growing that and developing that, helping to bring other people along for the ride.
Sure.
Yeah. So nothing too crazy.
Well, that's good. That's exciting.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where you look back on, I guess, think of yourself when you're 21 versus, or when you first got into real estate versus now, the things you've learned through the process,
oh my goodness,
trial and error, the learning curve is huge.
I know.
For sure.
I know. And just when you say like thinking back, it's things that I've learned that I don't want to do, what I know I like don't want to do, how I don't want to be based on other people's actions, mm-hmm. Or just learning from myself about things that I've done in the past that I'm like, okay, I probably should do that again. Mm-hmm. It's definitely been a significant learning curve, which has helped me become stronger as an individual in my business and personally in my relationships with people, mm-hmm. And whatnot. I also just started another update is I just started therapy.
Oh, love it.
I did it when I was in my early teens, mm-hmm. and I hadn't done it since, but my siblings have encouraged me to do it because they think I have all these problems, but in my mind, I'm like, I'm perfect. I don't need any of this stuff. I'm just kidding. I'm definitely not. Aww. And they're like, you need to go see a therapist. And I'm like, nope. Because I don't like to, it's not that I don't like to hear that. Unless you're telling me what issues I have or what issues you have with me, then I don't see, you're not giving me a reason to go pay someone $160, that's what I'm paying at least, $160 to go sit in a session and talk about whatever. And not that one of my sisters is actually a therapist. Not that I have a problem with that, but if I'm going to pay that kind of money, I need to know what my problem is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I told my siblings, I was like, unless you're going to tell me, because I'll ask them sometimes, I'm like, hey, is there anything that I can do better? Like, what can I improve on? And they're like, I'm not touching that. Don't ask me. Like, I'm not even like, because they don't want, I live with you. I don't want to start an argument with you. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, if you're not going to tell me, then don't expect me to fix anything because I don't know what I'm going to fix. Mm-hmm. So finally we had a conversation. They told me all these issues that I have. And I'm like, okay, I can agree with that. I agree with that. Most mm-hmm. of them were correct. And I was like, you know what? I will go see a therapist. So I'm starting into a new journey with that. I just started my first session. What day is it? Wednesday? So I just started my first mm-hmm. session on Monday and it went pretty well. It's actually better than I thought it would be. Mm-hmm. And I think I'll enjoy it for the most part.
And I think it's interesting because, you know, you can't do everything at the same time, but there's definitely, you go through phases of your life where maybe you're focusing on your physical health and then that goes well. And then you need to focus on your mental health and then you need to focus on your business. And it's
correct.
As long as we're always
advancing
forward, improving, growing, I think that's the most important thing.
You're right.
Because, you know, if somebody gets to a place where they think they know everything or they've arrived, you stop growing, you stop improving. So
correct.
I think it's awesome.
Thank you.
I think everyone should, you know, try it at least once in their life.
Sure, I agree.
It can be helpful.
Agreed. And I've had a lot of trauma growing up. And the first thing that we kind of like talked about in our session was just, you know, just the introduction, her getting to know me, kind of getting to know what I've been through and all these things. And just in that first session, I'm like, oh, wow. Like because I've had so much stuff happen in my life, my immediate like defense mechanism is just to laugh about it. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, if I'm not laughing, I'm gonna cry about it.
Yeah.
And because it was such a serious conversation, I was like, oh wow, I can't laugh about that. Like I have to be serious and tell mm-hmm. her like, this is what happened. Versus when I'm talking to my friends about it, I'm like, oh, haha, like I'm making a joke out of it. Mm-hmm. And that's just natural for me. It's not to hide anything. It's just natural for me to laugh about things or to smile about it and just keep it pushing because I don't break down the things that I've been through or all of that stuff. I just laugh about it, keep pushing, or else I'll sit there and be thinking about it and you know, whatever. But honestly, I think the therapy would be good because it would allow me to actually like understand maybe why I do certain things the way I do mm-hmm. based on what I've been through.
Yeah. Yeah. And that makes sense. A lot of people, I mean, my family included, we handle things with humor, you know, because it's better to laugh than cry.
Right.
But, you know, at some point you do have to like work through things. And so I'm proud of you for doing that. I've been in therapy off and on, you know, it's like therapy, coaching, working on yourself. I think these are all, unfortunately, the older generation sometimes says it's a sign of weakness to be in coaching or therapy, but I disagree very much with that.
I think to each his own.
Yes. I mean, obviously you have to do what's right for you. It's not one set thing that works, but I definitely don't think it's a sign of weakness. I think it's a sign of growth. And so it's a good thing.
I agree with that. I do.
So I think that wraps up our little episode. We wanted to update on kind of what's going on with our lives. Thank you for watching us and for joining the podcast every Wednesday. You can connect with us on social media or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for watching.